started in just a minute. Heather, I'm going to look for your hand up when you can. Welcome, everybody. I'll be right there. Come on in. Welcome. We'll get started in a minute. I'm going to invite Coach Heather to join me. I'm working on that, Heather. There we go. Welcome, everybody. There she is. Can everybody see me okay? Good. Good. Perfect. Can you hear me okay? Great. Welcome. Thank you so much. Thanks, Heather. So let's get started here. I want to just do a quick overview with you about a few things. So this call is being recorded. I'm Coach Julie, and the incomparable Coach Heather is here in the chat and in the Q&A with you today. So if you have any questions for her, please feel free to ask them. Before we start, I want to just go over a few things with you. This call is 60 minutes. You are here for the Module 2 worksheet call. So if that's where you think you are in the right place. Let's talk about the chat. The chat is located at the bottom right-hand corner of your screen if you're on a computer. Take a moment right now and make sure that you have all panelists and attendees chosen so that all of the participants can see what you're chatting about. Otherwise, you're just chatting directly to Heather and I, and we will all miss the benefit of what you have to say. Let me also tell you how to raise your hand to volunteer to get coached for later in the call. If you're on a desktop or laptop computer, look at the bottom of your screen and select the reactions button, and then select the raise hand option to raise your hand so that I can then promote you to panelist. After we finish speaking with each other and you're back to being an attendee, please select the reactions button again and select lower your hand. If you're on a smartphone, tap the display to bring up the options at the bottom of your screen. There's three dots, the more icon, and then you'll see the option to raise and lower your hand. So now that we've done some of the business, again, welcome. I'm Coach Julie, and this is the Mission Impossible Module 2 Worksheet Call. In case you don't know me, I'm one of the coaches here at NoBS. I'm a former accountant and certified life and weight loss coach, a graduate of the NoBS Advanced Certified Weight Loss Program, and I'm currently enrolled in a sex coaching certification program. I've been a NoBS woman since 2019 and a NoBS coach since 2020. I myself have lost 83 pounds, and my goal for 2022 is to lose 66 more pounds. So I'm actively in the middle of my weight loss journey. My primary focus here at NoBS, though, is working one-on-one with clients that want to set specific goals and work towards them in a more personal way with a coach. I love coaching on taking big ass action, from changing careers in midlife to losing a large amount of weight or creating an incredibly satisfying sex life and everything in between. And I'm all about fulfillment for all women, regardless of age, size, identity, race, sexual orientation, etc. When I'm not with one-on-one NoBS clients, you can find me in Facebook, of course, anywhere, but particularly in the NoBS 100 group for women who identify as having 100 pounds or more to lose, as well as in Ask Coaches. So I have one announcement. Camp registration is open. This is the only camp this year, and it's happening March 25th through the 27th. It's called Relationships Weekend. In-person and virtual options are still available, but I really want to tell you, don't wait. The 60-day to camp Zoom call is happening on Saturday, January 22nd. That's 1 week from today. So That call is for registered campers. Only MJ and Kathy are going to get us ready to make the most of Camp Weekend and start transforming all of our relationships, like relationships with ourselves and food, with partners, with family, with kids, and even with friends or coworkers or bosses, right? We have all kinds of relationships. And I just want to tell you something really personal. Relationships Weekend is near and dear to my heart because it was at Relationships Weekend in March 2020 that I transformed my relationship with me. From there came a completely new purpose as a human. I participated in redesigning my marriage to something just more meaningful and fulfilling. I changed careers at 48 years old, moved to my dream location, and literally became a person who goes after her goals and dreams and deserves her best life today. And that from that relationship weekend, I developed my sort of feel the fear and do it anyway attitude. And I've carried that with me, like having a backpack on my back every day with all my fears and doubts inside that I kind of just bring along for the ride as I navigate the world and do all the things anyway. And that's really a segue into today's topic, right? So this is the module 2 worksheet call. We're going to talk about feeling a feeling, how to use that skill in partnership with journaling, discovery worksheets, and even weekly assessment. And then I first want to do a quick overview, though, of Mission Possible. Just a reminder for those of you who haven't heard, our mission is to get every single No BS woman to complete the entire No BS weight loss course on the website, either for the first time or again. So let me tell you more about Mission Possible. I recommend, and the team recommends, one module a week this month. So this week's focus is module 2. But honestly, you know how it is here. Just go as fast or as slow as you want. If you're brand new to No BS, you're not behind. You're never behind. You're welcome to just focus on completing the course at your own pace. We've, of course, created two teams. Team Get It Done, you know, hashtag Get It Done in Facebook for those who've never finished the entire course. And then hashtag Repeat for those who already have all their boxes checked on the course. And you just decide which one fits you by checking out the No BS Weight Loss course on the website and seeing if you've finished it. I'll show you exactly what that looks like in a moment. A lot of you have wondered and even asked, how are you going to get counted for the prizes, right? Because the prizes are badass. So do you have to do anything specific? No. The only thing that you must have done at the end of the month to be prize eligible is have completed the No BS weight loss course on the website. It doesn't matter when you finish. We just want everyone to have all boxes checked at the end of the month. And again, I'll show you what that looks like in a moment. On Sunday, January 30th, every single member will be sent a prize survey to the email that they have registered with No BS. Fill out the survey, and we're going to ask you to confirm that you've done the entire course. Once you've submitted the survey, you'll be entered into a randomly selected drawing from those submissions. So really, finish the No BS weight loss course and literally fill out the survey. That's all that you have to do. So let's go to the course and talk about the worksheets, because ultimately we're going to work today on the Feel a Feeling worksheet. So I'm going to share my screen and then we are going to go directly to the No BS weight loss course. Let me find it here. Share. Okay, so can everybody see my screen? I'm just gonna, like, yes, great. So I am on the homepage of No BS, of course, as you all know. So the first thing you want to do is go to the No BS weight loss course right here in the left-hand column that has the black menu bar. Now, I just want to remind you all that the orientation right here is brilliant. Anytime you're having a doubt or a low moment or just want inspiration or to connect to that higher self associated with no BS, I highly recommend just hitting that orientation and doing that again. But for today, we're going to go to the No BS Weight Loss course here on the website. And this is obviously the course page. I'm scrolling down and you can see module one. That's what you did last week. Module two, breaking diet thinking. That's where we are today. And if you notice these blue boxes that I'm circling around right here, those are the boxes that we want checked. And I'll show you how to do that. So we are working today on feeling a feeling. So you click on that module, module two, unit eight, feeling a feeling. You hit the play button, watch it for 13 minutes, 13 seconds, and mark the box complete right here where I'm circling. Now, you notice something else on the page. There's the feel a feeling worksheet right here if you click on it, and also the transcripts to this video. So you can get the worksheet here, right? But I think you probably know, some of you, that you're never far away from all of the worksheets here at No BS. So you can get to this specific worksheet there. I'm going to go back to the course. You can go to the top and get all the worksheets right here by clicking this click here for all the course worksheets. And then, as you would suspect, if you happen to be a linear thinker like me, and you go to self-study resources and go to helpful worksheets, because that's how my brain works. Where are all the worksheets? You will find all the useful No BS worksheets in general. And right here are also the No BS worksheets. And like everything Corinne does, it's amazing. You can also click on this link and go directly back to the course. So this is the hub of how you will navigate the No BS weight loss course on the website. Now, let's start talking about feeling a feeling. I'm going to stop sharing my screen for a moment. So, No BS Module 2 is all about thinking, feeling, and doing. I want to just do a quick reminder that circumstances happen in the world, and then we have thoughts about them. Our thoughts cause our feelings. Our feelings cause us to do things. What we do proves our thoughts true, and we create this circle for ourselves. Why am I telling you that? Because with feeling a feeling, we have a thought that generates a feeling, right? And so oftentimes we think that our feelings are not connected to anything. And I want to share a really personal story with you. And then I'm going to share my own feel a feeling worksheet. So when I was a child, a very small child, I had an experience when the doorbell rang and opening the door. It was a really traumatic experience. And for years, really most of my life, every time I heard a doorbell, I would hit the ground, like flat on my stomach, like I was at war. I was sure there were no thoughts and feelings, and it was just something that I did. And I was convinced it was an auto response. It was really horrible. But when I became an OBS woman, and I learned that my thoughts cause my feelings, and my feelings cause me to do things, and I had to feel a feelings worksheet, one time, I bravely lay there on the ground after the doorbell rang, and I asked myself, what am I feeling? And I did a quick body scan. The answer was fear. And I was able to lay there in fear for just a minute and ask myself, well, what am I thinking? And I realized I was thinking that I was in danger. I knew I was safe. So I had to come to terms with the fact that I could decide to not think that I was in danger. And maybe I would get a different outcome. So I started to experiment. So I'd hear the doorbell and then generate a thought on purpose. And I started with thoughts like, maybe it's just a neighbor, or it's just UPS, or it's the delivery person. I'm not in danger. And I realized I felt kind of confident with that. And then what did I do? I stayed on my feet. I stayed standing. It was clear to me that I had control over my thoughts and my feelings and what I did. And I really want to be clear to you. That doesn't mean I wasn't traumatized by the experience as a child, right? It means I don't have to re-traumatize myself today by responding to the doorbell like I would have and like I did when I was a child. I can hear the doorbell and decide to think on purpose now, and it just doesn't happen anymore. I remember what that little girl experienced, but I respond to it with all the knowledge I have and all the skills. So I want to show you what that initial feel the fear worksheet looked like from fear first. So I'm going to share my screen again. And I'm going to pull up my feel a feeling. Can everyone see my feeling a feeling worksheet? So I felt fear. Thanks, Heather. And I was open to the fear. So I told myself I'm not currently in danger, so that I would just allow myself to feel it. And then I literally went through this worksheet from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes. And there are more things that you can notice than on this sheet. We all have very personal experiences. So for me, the top of my head sweats. I noticed that my throat was so tight and constricted and my chest was tight. It felt like I couldn't get breath, like actually through my body. My heartbeat was so fast. It was so loud. It was racing and pounding. And it was as if my heart was beating outside my body in the room. And I really like thought that in the moment. It was such labored breathing, forced breathing. And then my stomach was clenched in knots. My body was hot and fiery and sweaty. My hands were clammy. They were in fists. My toes were curled and the bottoms of my feet felt super sweaty. Right? It was like as if I was that four-year-old kid at the door again. Right? But I laid there and I just thought, like, I know what it is. UPS just delivered a box. You are okay. You are not that little girl at that door that day. I deep breathed. Right? I just let myself feel it. It dissipated. I stood up. When I was ready to start working on it, like I described to you earlier, then what I wanted to generate on purpose was a feeling of safety. And so when I heard the doorbell and I reminded myself that I was in fact safe, that it was probably a neighbor or a delivery, and I wanted to practice feeling safe, I stood there in the hallway. I just noticed, like, my head wasn't quite as hot. It was a little bit warm, but not quite as hot. My throat felt open. I was deep breathing. My chest felt really like vast and expansive. It felt open. My heartbeat was really uniformed. There was a rhythm to it. It was consistent. I couldn't hear it in my ears or like outside of my body like I had before. My breathing was strong and consistent and deep, big belly breaths. My stomach felt calm, settled, really just normal. My body temperature was cool. My hands were relaxed. open. So were my feet. Everything was dry. Right? This is the thought and feeling that I wanted to choose to have at the front door. Once I had that experience, I wanted to have it always. It was amazing. And I really, truly taught myself that I don't have to respond like that child anymore. I can remember it, but I don't have to respond to it. And it's literally never happened again. I sometimes feel the fear, just a little bit, right when I hear that bell. I take a deep breath and I remind myself, I'm not in danger. I want to feel safe. So that's my experience with feel of fear, feeling of feeling. And my feeling was fear. So how can we use this with feeling a feeling worksheet? I see some thank yous. You're so welcome. It's, you know, we all have life stuff, right? This was a big win for me. I had done this for like 45 years. Sorry, 45 years. And doing this worksheet really taught me how to just allow a feeling and then how to generate new ones. And I have used it, going to wipe my eyes for a moment. I have used it countless times after I realized how powerful it was. So we can use this throughout the planner, all the way through a month, right? Not just with a journal page, not just with a think, feel, do cycle, not just with feeling a feeling worksheet, but with the weekly assessment, with the discovery worksheet. Where, you might ask? Well, I don't know about you, but when I do a weekly weigh-in and assessment, sometimes there's some shitty scale sentences. I try to figure out the root cause. Does the sentence, first sentence that comes in after I weigh, that comes to mind, include a feeling? I just notice, like, what did I write for that sentence? Is there a feeling in there? Is it a clean thought without a feeling? If it has a feeling, I isolate it. And then I literally use a feeling worksheet and I allow myself to just feel it. Same with the discovery worksheet. When you're answering the reasons you ate, I ate because I was telling myself, or especially the question about blaming, excusing, and justifying, what would I like to tell myself instead? I can tell you, like, when I'm blaming, excusing, and justifying, when I allow the thought that I'm using, oftentimes I feel embarrassment. Like, I'm an OBS coach. I'm shooting myself to death. I shouldn't have that response. And that embarrassment, much of the feelings are the same as fear. I just get hot and tight and just all those same feelings. The skill of feeling your feelings and just allowing can affect your day every day. You can feel it and then decide how you want to feel on purpose and what you have to think to do that. So we have some time together now to talk about where you want to learn to use feeling a feeling. So do you, when you do journaling, do you use the think, feel, do cycle from the journal page anywhere on your planner? How do you use it? Do you avoid using it? Do you journal? Do you avoid journaling? Do you not do thought work because you don't understand how to use it? I want to talk to you about those things. So let's raise hands if you have an aversion to using the think, feel, do, if you don't want to journal, if you don't understand how to do thought work. Let's talk about it here. So anybody who wants to work on this with me, feel free to raise your hand. I'm going to look over here, and Kathy, you have your hand raised, so I'm going to promote you. And then I'll ask you to turn on your video. Just getting Kathy up. If you didn't mean to raise your hand, if you don't want to work on this with me, please put your hands down. Kathy, I can't seem to get you up, so I'm going to move on. I can always come back to you. Diana, I'm going to ask you to come up as a panelist. This mechanism isn't working today very well. We might go a whole different direction. So I've had some hands come up. There you go, Diana. Maybe it's all going to be dandy. I'm going to ask you to start your video and unmute. Welcome. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Honestly, I'm going to start by saying I unintentionally raised my hand.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that I can't run through this, I suppose, but it's very impromptu.
I would be very happy to put you back down to attendee if that's what you would prefer. And if there's something you'd like to work on, I'd be happy to do that as well.
Yeah, I think I'll skip it this time. I apologize.
No apology necessary. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Karen, I'm going to promote you to panelist. So if you have your hand raised, if there's a little hand that's next to your name, your hand is raised and I might call on you. So if you do not mean it to be raised, you can go ahead and put it back down. Karen, I'm bringing you up, Karen Johnson. Zoom is very slow today. That's just my thought about Zoom. In the meantime, if anybody has a question, thank you, Heather, for putting TFD in the chat. Karen, I am asking to promote you to panelist. We might wing this differently here in a minute. All right, Debbie, I'm going to try and promote you to panelist. And if I can't do that, then I'm going to attempt to do a talk thing. Hi, Debbie. Ask you to start your video and to unmute. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
There I am. Now can you see me?
I can see you perfectly. Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you want to work on?
I've been grieving a lot. My mom passed away about a year ago, and she's my best friend. And I just keep eating and eating, and I gain more weight. I've never even weighed this much pregnant. I just don't know how to stop.
So tell me what you're feeling. I know you're grieving, but tell me what you're feeling about your mom, like your thoughts and your feelings.
I just miss her.
You miss her
a lot. We talked every day, more than once a day sometimes. And I mean, there's lots of good things. I don't know if I'm just trying to make excuses. My mom would want me to lose weight. I'm diabetic type 2. I need to lose this for my health.
Well, let's just go back to your one thought. I miss her. And when you think that, how do you feel?
Sad.
Tell me what's sad. Go ahead.
But yet, happy because she's not suffering anymore. She can't breathe. She's on oxygen. And
tell me what sad feels like in your body, Debbie. Like thinking about the feeling of feeling worksheet that we just went through. Where do you feel sad in your body?
Hold on. Let me shut my door.
Okay.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Where do you feel sad in your body? When you think about the feeling of feeling worksheet and your sadness around your mom, where do you feel it?
I don't know, I guess in my heart. I'm not quite sure how to.
Tell me what it feels like. Does it feel tight or loose?
Tight.
Does it feel sharp or achy?
I think it depends what my thoughts are.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they're good, you know, and sometimes they're not so good.
Yeah. Where else do you feel it in your body? Like start at the top of your head and work your way down.
I'm definitely in my head, my brain, my brain thoughts.
So what is the sensation that you get in your head? Like an ache or pounding? Like think of all the ways you describe physical sensation.
See, I think too much. I think too much.
So I want you to just let yourself like take a really deep breath, like the biggest breath. You miss your mom. You're feeling sad. And just allow it, right? Like to flow through your body, like welcome it in. I'm here. I notice you. I'm open to you.
I know she's my angel. I know I got a picture of her up there and on my fireplace mantle, and I swear she looks at me, stares at me all the time.
Yeah, so you have loving thoughts about her for sure.
Yes, I do.
I want you to really hone in on focusing on the sensations in your body.
It gets really tight. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I just let it out and cry and cry, and it does help me feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a daily thing. And then I use it as an excuse, I think, to eat. But I don't know.
So here's the thing, right? You have a thought that you miss your mom and you feel sad. And that's going to create all kinds of sensations in your body. And you saying, yeah, just allow it right now. Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry.
I want you to not be sorry to me. Don't worry about me. I want you to just welcome.
I'm sure everybody else don't want to hear me crying. And I'm just.
Actually, Debbie,
I joined. I need to help.
You raised your hand for a reason. This is what it looks like to feel feelings. Like, where do you feel it?
Here.
Yes. Just put your hand there. It's okay. Like, You're a living example of what this work is right now.
I just wish I could talk to her a little more time. But I do talk to her. I mean, I don't care. Some people might think it's strange, but I do talk to her. She's my guardian angel. And I know that.
Take a deep breath. Just let the feeling come through you.
Sorry.
You're okay. Take another deep breath. How is your chest feeling? Is it equally tight, more tight, or less tight than when it started?
More.
Okay. So you're still right there in the feeling. So I don't want you to change your thinking. Just let yourself be with the thought. Do you feel it anywhere else? Like if you go down to your stomach, do you feel it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you feel?
Tighten up, like,
like a clenching.
That smells a little better. I just took a deep breath.
Yeah, because like this is what it is, right? It's a couple of minutes of very intense sensations that when you just welcome them in, they do dissipate. And I just want you to know that with grief over the loss of your mom and the thought that you miss her, it's totally okay to have that thought and those feelings every day. Right? Like, there's no right or wrong about how long you experience that. Letting yourself feel that feeling all the way through to the end is a way to process the feeling. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I just want you to take a deep breath.
Is that helping my brother and sisters? It's like everybody starts arguing and fighting, and it's like the family just stays the same. I try to. I'm the oldest out of four, so I try to be the tough one, the strong one, always, and it's so hard. I need help too. And there's no one else there to help me.
So you have all of these tools. So I want you to start to use this Feel a Feeling worksheet, even daily, right? This is exactly how it works. Going through your body, letting it happen, you know, noticing it, observing it, witnessing it, allowing it, being with it. And letting it kind of just dissipate through your body. Not resisting it, just breathing through it, right? Take a deep breath.
Like, I almost feel like hyperventilating sometimes. I cry so hard. I feel like just tightening up. And
right, it's really normal.
I just wanted to loosen up.
It's normal, but if you just go with it, right? Like, don't try and change it. Just go with it. Right? Just allow you to be who you are in this moment, which is having this intense feeling, right? We don't have to change it. You're perfectly fine the way you are. Just allow it to be what it is without judgment. How's it feeling now?
My breath just helped because I'm staring up at her.
Yeah. Remember when I was saying in my example that like I was safe, I was rhyming, I'm in my home, I'm safe, I'm not in danger. I really want you to remember that in this moment, right? Like it's you and your own feeling. Nothing's happening. You're not in danger.
See, I worry about, I got so much I can say. It's not just my mom. It's other things that happened in my life and it's making it hard.
Yeah, it's normal though, right? I want you to normalize that, right? Like life has complications. That's okay. It's okay to feel the intense sadness that you're feeling. I want you to allow yourself this practice. Maybe you even want to create an intention around it, right? Like, I'm going to schedule time to myself for allowing myself to feel this feeling. And I want all of you to know, you as well as everyone who's here, we can do this work intentionally.
Yeah.
You can decide to allow for time for this every day for yourself. Put yourself in a safe space, comfortable, prepared with the tools you need, including some of the worksheets, like filling a feeling, water, something cozy, and literally decide to think about the situation so that you generate the feeling, so that you get to have the entire physical body experience of feeling it, and then the release of the crying, and then deciding how you want to think on purpose. So let's go there for a minute. Like, how do you want to think on purpose about your mom?
She is the best mom ever. And she was the one I always went to, you know.
So she was the best mom ever. When you think she was the best mom ever, how does that feel?
Good.
What does good feel like in your body?
Makes you want to take a deep breath and knowing that she was the best mom in this world to me. And I'm sure everybody thinks that of the mother, you know, and it just makes, I stare at the clock. It's 11:11. I always look, I look at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like, she's the best mom in the world. It feels good. Your body feels open.
Better.
Right, better. So you literally get to allow the feeling, have all the sensations, the crying, take some breaths, decide how you want to think on purpose. She was the best mom in the world. That feels good to you. And allow that goodness to wash through you equally, right? I think sometimes we think feeling a feeling worksheet is only about negative. But honestly, it can be equally done about positive and can be so beneficial from that part, that perspective as well. So I really want you to just create a practice of allowing this for yourself, so that you stop denying yourself your true feelings from like thoughts that you're strong for everyone else. Like, this is Debbie being strong for Debbie right now.
That's what I need.
Right?
Exactly what I need. So I need to actually probably make copies of that feelings. And probably fill it out a couple times, you know?
I agree. Thank you so much for being so brave, Debbie, and sharing yourself with us today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your help. I do.
Thank you.
It means a lot. Thank you.
You take care.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to bring someone else up. Again, your hand is raised if you don't want to use the think, feel, do cycle, if you don't want to be journaling. We want to work on all of these things. So Stephanie, I'm going to promote you to panelist. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Julie.
Welcome.
I wasn't planning on raising my hand, but I had something happen. It was Thursday that I never thought would ever happen. You know how some things, I'm like one of those what ifs this happens, and I always have like a plan in my head about if something were to happen, what would I do? I like to be prepared. And I found out my boss of 23 years is leaving my company. And I'm not a crier, and I hold it together, and I just lost it. And that's just not a typical emotion for me. And I don't even know where to start processing the feeling, because I'm feeling like so many different feelings. I'm feeling grief. I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling overwhelm. I'm so codependent on her that I don't know how I'll do my job without her. And it's just like so overwhelming when there's too many feelings coming up at once. So how would you go about doing something like that?
That is such a great question. So my recommendation to you would be to use the journal page in the back of the planner. And I would make a list of every thought I have about the boss, right? So you would literally, like, I'm codependent on her, one thought. And I really want you to be clear, like, not run on sentences, not run on thoughts, but one sentence per line. Just go make a long list. Every unique thought you have. And then go back and ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? For every single individual thought. And then I would go back to the top. Is this thought and feeling useful? Is it kind? Is it supporting me or my long-term goals, both personally and professionally? If it is, keep it, move on. If it isn't, right? If you say to yourself, it's not helping me, then ask yourself, what do I want to think instead? How do I want to feel? Decide. Like, we can walk through one if you want. So you said, I'm so codependent on her. It's a female?
Yeah, she's just one of my sounding, you know, I run everything by her. So it's like, if she's not there, it's like I start, you know, the imposter syndrome. I doubt myself. I need somebody to run it by, and she was it. And so I was like, all of a sudden I feel like I can't do my job. You know, these thoughts are running through my head. Like, how am I going to do this without her? And so she's not leaving till the end of the month. So it's like, I'm in panic mode because it's like 15 days till she leaves. And I'm just so stressed out about things that haven't even happened yet. I have no idea what's going to happen.
So I want to remind you that every time you have a question, I want you to rephrase it in the form of a sentence, like just a straight thought. So if you ask yourself, how am I going to insert whatever, then like reframe it. Maybe it's, I think I can't do this without her input, or I think I won't. And without her input, right? So I want you to first take all those questions and either answer them to yourself or reframe them so they're a sentence. So one of the things I heard you say was that she was your sounding board. And what are you going to do without your sounding board? So in essence, does that mean you think you can't do your job without a sounding board?
It's just, she always knew the answer. So if I don't know the answer, I don't know who else to go to, because she was the one go-to. So it's like,
okay. That's perfect.
I need to reframe what I'm going to do when there's a problem. I don't know.
That's a perfect one though, Stephanie, because you're like, if I don't know what to do, I won't know who to go to, right? Like that's your thought. How does that thought make you feel?
Very helpless.
Okay, helpless. One word. Right? Helpless. So let's interrupt that thought, right? We don't have to act from helpless. So we would ask you, is that thought useful or helpful to your job?
No.
Okay. So then we want to answer, like, what do you want to think?
I want to think that I could figure it out, and I probably could, but my fear is making a mistake because of that whole.
So that's another thought, right? Like, so your first response was, I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But figuring it out might be literally finding out who you would ask, like, without her, who's the next person you ask? So figuring it out doesn't mean you're totally alone winging it, right?
No, I'm not alone winging it. And a lot of times I know the answer and it's just, I need her approval. So I'm 100% sure because I'm so worried about making a mistake. And, you know, I work for attorneys. So, you know, that it's, I don't want to upset one of these attorneys. So it's just, she was the one. And now that's been taken away.
So then you having a thought, like, I'm going to figure out who my next go-to person is going to be.
Yeah. And that's, that is something. I don't have a relationship with, you know, it's just, I need to build more relationships with my coworkers and it's, I don't have that. So it's kind of scary because I don't know who to turn to.
So what could you think instead of like, it's scary from a thought, like, I don't know who to turn to.
I have time to ask her before she leaves who I should go to, and I can make a plan with her before she leaves. So I know what to do. That's
definitely. Yes. Right. Like, so you just kind of did a living think, feel, do cycle right in front of everybody without writing it out. Right. Like you have this thought, it generates fear. Your new thought is I have time to ask her who my go-to person is. And that feels what?
That feels better. And it's, I do have time, you know, I could have just found out and she was gone and, you know, I have time. I just, you know, I overthink everything and I want to be prepared. I'm a very prepared person and this just threw me so off. And now I just feel very scrambled and just trying to process it. It takes me a while to process something like that. It's life changing. I've been with her for 23 years. That's been my safety spot. My job is my, you know, safe spot.
So, but I want you to start to practice equal airtime for a new version of that story, right? Because now that story is not helping you.
No.
Like, I've been with her 23 years. I don't know who my person is. I don't know what to do, right? Like, that's not going to be helpful when she's gone, right?
No. And that's the thing. It's like, I turn to very few people. I'm very self-sufficient and I, you know, and that's something I'm working on. And I'm going to relationships. So of course that's going to benefit me because I have a hard time forming relationships with people. And this person was my go-to for so long. And now it's like, I feel just like a fish out of water. I don't know what to do because
you have a lot of thoughts about your dependency on that person.
Exactly. So
while you're figuring out who your next person is, this might be an awesome journaling opportunity for you to start to work on you being your person, trusting yourself, and also having confidence in the process of finding your next person, right? Like equal airtime would be reminding yourself of the areas you can trust yourself to.
Yeah, see, because I had it in my head that we were going to stay at this job and retire together. We're the same age. And it's like my story just is not happening now.
But just take a breath with that for a minute. So you were just wrong. You just had a story. You told yourself you were wrong. Mm-hmm. This is what it is now. It's okay to feel uncertainty, right? Like, I think we just have to change every negative feeling right away. It's like, you have been with this person 23 years. You're feeling, you have some thoughts. You're feeling uncertain. But this is what I kind of meant when I was talking about putting it like in my backpack on your back. So you literally can just have thoughts and feelings of uncertainty. They can just come along for the ride. While you have thoughts that you're going to figure out who your next person is, and like feel confident from that, you're going to have all kinds of thoughts and feelings along with the thoughts that generate uncertainty, right? Like we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day, lots running under the surface, not in our like conscious brain.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like you can just kind of feel that uncertainty, allow it. You don't have to act from it, right? You can lack from your other thoughts that you have been generating as we've talked. Like, I'll figure out who my next person is. I know there's time. I can ask.
Yeah. And I'm going to do that because last night I slept 8 and I haven't done that in a while. So obviously I'm really, you know, stressed out about it and it's all inside me and I need to get it out because it's making me sleep, get up in the middle of the night and eat and not even really remember it.
Yeah. So your task is literally to make a list of every thoughts, but I really would love to see you focus on one individual thought. Hit return if you're typing, if you're writing, like next sentence. So you start to see you have like this dialogue of running sentences. Each one is a thought, right? Like a thought is just a sentence that runs through our head. Yeah. So you have a bunch together. We want to look at them as individuals. Treat them like they're individual, acknowledge how each one causes you to feel, if it's useful or helpful, even if it's kind to you, right? Like this is all about you. It's from a place of love of yourself. And then what you want to think instead. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
This
has been really helpful.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing with us. You have a good day.
Me too.
All right, we just have a few more minutes, so I'm going to see if Terry wants to come up, and we will just check in with one more person. Terry, your hand is raised. Oh, okay. We've got lots of hands up. If you don't want to be on a call, please put your hand down. Lou?
I guess I don't know if it's morning or afternoon for you.
It's 7 in the morning here.
Morning.
Good morning. And where are you in the world?
I'm in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Ah, well, yes. Is it afternoon there or morning?
It is still, it's just about lunch. So it's just about noon.
Okay. Welcome. Yeah. What do you want to work
thank
on?
Thank you. You know, as I was listening to the call, okay. So with my accountability group, we met this morning, had a little chat and I thought, oh, what's my thing? What's my thing? So here's what I'm just going to blurt it out and you'll just guide me to get where we need to go. Okay.
Okay.
So the thought was, I have lots of thoughts around food, like, and my relationship with food, clearly, because this morning, like, so for the whole last week, I was having lots of off-plan eats, lots of, mostly eating off-plan, lots of overeats, did a discovery worksheet every day. It was getting fatiguing.
Yay, so, you! Like,
oh, I have so many discovery worksheets since the beginning of the year. I had to add pages in my plan. Anyway. Then for some reason, something clicked on Thursday and I was like, I'm feeling fine around food again. And I had a good Thursday, a good Friday. This morning, I'm feeling good. I'm doing some food prep with some soups and, you know, vegetables. So what's the difference between those uncontrolled days and these days? And I figure there have to be lurking thoughts.
Well, I mean, I guess there could be, right? But does it actually matter?
No, except for I want to stay where I am, right? Like, I think sort
of that's the problem with having ups and downs or ins and outs or all around.
Oh, tricky, tricky, tricky. You're right. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I want to thank Debbie for her field of feelings. Because, yeah, for sure. Hard work. Well, we make it hard because we just don't allow. You're right. I want some perfection, Julie.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. Because where are you going to learn?
Oh, it's true. It's in the living that we learn, right?
It is. I work with one-on-one clients all the time, Lou. And I have talked with a couple people this week about like when, for anyone who's a mom out there, you have a baby, they're toddling, they're pulling themselves up on the couch, they fall on their butt, and you are not like, oh, I'm out. They're never going to walk. Like, I don't know a single parent that's like, that's it. I don't have a kid that will walk. My kid is the one that's not going to. No, they're like, of course they're going to get back up and they're going to fall a million times, like for the rest of their life. And then when we get old, we start falling again. Right. Yeah. Like everything in between. So, I mean, honestly, what's the problem with?
I'm impatient. I think, again, it's just, the way I'm just not losing weight the way I want to, but I clearly have to do things on the Jenga tower, work with things, work with habits, work with thoughts. It's impatience. So maybe my thinking is I have to do just some writing around my impatience, maybe.
Yes, there is a call that we can all ask Heather to add to the show notes when it goes into replay. About the fifth basic, patience and persistence, right? It was from the Basics 2.0 course, I believe. Okay. And really, patience is something that is practiced.
Yes. Okay. That's good. That's helpful. That's helpful. Actually, even honestly, earlier, I just thought about, I feel proud, positive, and motivated in the morning. And so then I have to figure out what are those thoughts that are generating those feelings that I can maybe call up again in the afternoon when I'm losing that.
Yeah, you're actually bringing up a good point that everyone should understand, could understand. Sorry, I just should you all. So even I do the shoulding. An opportunity to work backwards, right? If you find yourself feeling something and you didn't notice the thought, you can just ask yourself, well, what am I thinking about that's causing me to feel that? If you think you're a person who's like all up in the automatic doing, even if it's something you're doing that you love, but you're not connected to your thought that's causing you to feel, that's causing you to do, work backwards. What am I feeling that's causing me to do this? Well, what thought's generating that feeling? Right? You can work through the think, feel, do cycle from anything that you know. Right? If you know what you're doing, but you don't know the feeling and the thought, work backwards. If you know the feeling, you can go both directions to your thought and your doing.
Love it.
We just happen to talk about it kind of linearly, like we think we feel, then we do. But it doesn't have to be that way. And our brains don't work that way all the time.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much, Lou.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. And I appreciate this, just all the work today. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Well, we've come to the end. We just landed a second or two long. I just want you to know the next mission impossible. Sorry. It's hard not to say impossible. The next mission possible focus is module 3. It's a tiny bit longer than module 2. So you may want to schedule just a little bit of extra time to watch 2 lessons a day or book some time this weekend if you can. Tomorrow's call is special life coaching with Corinne at 1 p.m. Central. Don't forget, for those of you who've registered for camp, like I reminded you earlier, next Saturday is Kathy and MJ's call. And the next mission possible drop is the Monday motivation. And my goal is to leave you today from this call feeling confident about feeling your feelings while you keep going. Thank you all so much for being here. I'll see you soon.